Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Oh, my gosh, look at this. A network radio show. They gave him a network radio show. It's shocking. This entire half hour is devoted to Mark Simone. Mark Simone, who swears he listens to this show. I will explain to you why I don't think so, but that's coming up in just seconds. And I will reveal the most shocking song that's hit the Billboard charts. Why am I talking like that? The Billboard charts in years. In fact, since 1959, this is the most shocking song you could ever imagine. All of that coming up tonight for you. This is a live radio show. It's a live radio show, which gives me an extraordinary advantage because every other radio show on the radio right now, AM or FM, was recorded by people who are right now drinking too many at Ruby Tuesdays. This is Sterling on Sunday and Dr. Dave with the weather.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
This is Vila Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Houston, Texas, triple shooting at a strip club. Consumer tips on the way. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Hey, James Parker here. After you listen to Florida Stories on the Walter Sterling Show, I need you to go find the podcast and follow it because I have children. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That guilt trip and more coming up on Florida Stories.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of an organized crime ring that was stealing pieces of heavy equipment before shipping them out of the country. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Don't free range your toddler. Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night.
So listen to this. The owl, I put the owl in the sweet potato container with the sweet potatoes so that they will slip. Because the squirrels were pulling them out and eating them. They knocked the owl over and ate the sweet potatoes.
You know you're on the air, right?
Well, apparently that's what we'll be talking about tonight. I'm Becky Gaffney.
And I'm Dan Gaffney. This and more tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
No matter how many times I've heard those promos, I somehow manage to step on the end of it every single time. Even though in my earpiece, you know, just like those guys on TV, in my earpiece I hear 10 seconds. I know what 10 seconds is, but who would know? Before I come on the giant radio with you tonight, I always listen to music to get myself in the zone. And sometimes I like to share with you what I've been listening to. This is what I was listening to moments before air.
I'm home again. Know that I'm home to stay. Because it's a miracle.
Miracle.
A true blue spectacle. A miracle.
The miracle is Dave Scalish. Dave Scalish is the group chief engineer, which is a title that is so beneath his skills, it's remarkable. The group chief engineer for Odyssey in Philadelphia, AUDACY, worst name in the history of broadcasting, but a fantastic company run by the Field family. And David Yagdaroff, thank you, thank you, thank you for the privilege of working with you. I love this company. I love Sean. I love David Yagdaroff. I love the Field family. Every single company, every single person that I've touched in this company, woo! Every single person I've touched in this company has been helpful and supportive, and that is the rarest thing in radio because it is an industry of insecure vipers. Insecure vipers. Gossipy, nasty, unhappy people who all like, really did go into radio because nobody should see what they look like. You know what they look like? You know what a Sansibelt slack is? Yeah, you wear one. You know what a Sansibelt slack is? It's a heavy knit, popcorn knit. Remember those? Popcorn knit pants with no belt. but somehow another magically stays on a guy's waist, except that the guy's waist sort of always spills over. That's the radio industry. And then jeans jackets. Guys in radio 28 years ago decided, you know, we're going to look really cool in jeans jackets. You don't. But that's what they wear to remote broadcasts. That's what they're always wearing. I have a great experience with Odyssey, and I thank you, gentlemen. Then, tonight, we're going to talk about the great Mark Simone. Then, we're going to talk about the brilliant Josh Lang. Yes. But coming up in seconds, I'm going to reveal to you something so amazing. What a dominant song is right now on TikTok, on the Billboard charts in the UK, you won't believe it. It's like a mystery. And when I share it with you, you won't believe it. But before that, I need to talk to you about my life. And my life consists not of grocery shopping, but of grocery store shopping. In just seconds, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of William Shatner.
Follow her down to a bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies.
I've entered the eighth circle of hell because school's over. I have two graduates, one from high school, one from fourth grade, that's right. I have a fourth grader going into fifth grade, a rising fourth grader, and a 20-year-old who's home from college. And I will share some of the horror stories with you coming up in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter M. Sterling, live tonight on your radio. And this is the most intimate and powerful medium possible, because I am about 14 inches away from this microphone, and you're about 14 inches away from that speaker. And it's just us, buddy. At this time of day, it's just us. And that is why this is the most powerful medium for sharing ideas and for selling products. Because we're alone, and you've chosen this show over dozens and dozens of shows available to you. You've chosen this. Thank you. Beryl K. There's my Beryl K. I'd say her last name, but she's never given me permission. But it's Beryl K. I am so grateful for your notes and for the holiday cards you've sent me and for being with us for almost 9 years. Yes, that's how long this show has been on, and there's been no improvement. Nothing has improved in 9 years. You are stuck with this. I want to share with you something that I don't understand why it isn't emphasized enough by people in offices trying to get somewhere. I don't shop for food. I don't shop for food at the supermarket. I shop for supermarkets. Because of the price increase of food, I have to shop for supermarkets. I can't just go to the store. The great luxury of just going to the store, that ended about 3 years ago when I could just go to the store and get everything I needed at any reasonably priced supermarket. Well, today, see if this makes sense to you. Today, I have to go to one supermarket for milk because I know within a 10-mile radius where is the cheapest milk. I can get milk for $1.95 a gallon. Yes, that's right, $1.95 a gallon because I know where to get it. But there's nothing else there that's cheaper. I have to get out of my car, go to the back of the store because the milk's always at the back of any store because it drags. They know you need milk, so they're going to drag you through all the other aisles to get to the milk. That's what I do. I go to the back of the store to get the milk. I go through a gallon of milk every 3 days. Does that sound about right? A gallon of milk every 3 days, and it's $1.90. 3 years ago, a dozen eggs could be between 95 cents and $1.10. And if I got it at the dollar store, it'd be, you know, less than a dollar. That's right, less than a dollar. Now a dozen eggs starts at about $2.85. Well, that's 110% increase. 110% increase. Meat for a pound of ground beef, it used to be $6. You know, I'm not going to go to the scary stores to get meat. I'm going to go to the good store to get meat. It's about $6. Now we're looking at $8.95 for a pound of ground beef. I don't get that ground sirloin because, you know, actually that looks very nice on the label, but it doesn't cook all that well. You want a little fat in there to make the right hamburgers. Right, Mark Simone? You want a little fat in there to make the right hamburgers. It used to be, 3 years ago, that I could get a big, you know, an extra size box of elbow noodles, angel hair, most pastas. I could get it for $1 at any big store, at any big box store, at any dollar store. I could get it for $1. And now it's a minimum of $1.25, a 25% increase. But in many cases, it's $1.85. It used to be that if I wanted a pound of cherries, which I'm a sucker for, I love cherries, it used to be that I could get them for $2.69 a pound if I was shopping. But now, we're starting at $5.50 a pound, and congratulations, if you're in the middle of Manhattan, you're looking at $15 a pound. Did you hear me right? $15 a pound. The price of food has increased by at least a third overall everywhere in the past 3 years. Now, let's go to the big one. You ready? The big one. If I wanted a mortgage 3 years ago, it would have cost me 2% less in interest than it does today. 2% less. If I wanted a MasterCard, God love you, if I wanted a MasterCard 3 years ago, the interest rate with decent credit would be about 9%. Now it's 19%. And with bad credit like you have, you're looking at 28%, which is gangster charges. That's what you used to be with a loan shark. A loan shark used to charge you 29%. No, I don't know that personally, but that's, you know, I'd see in movies, that's what they'd get away with. Unbelievable. Wait, I'm not done. But first, we had to drink diet ginger ale. Which brings me to the supply chain issue. For many years, you may know, I drank Diet Cherry 7-Up. Diet Cherry 7-Up, in my opinion, is the finest soda ever made because, like fine wine, it changes flavor with the temperature. Dramatically so. I can't get it. 9 times out of 10, I'll go to any supermarket and I'm either, there's none, or it's only in the big bottle, or it's only in the overpriced can. Oh, and that's the other thing. The price of a 12-pack, a sleeve of soda, has gone from, you know, on a good day, $4.90, $5.90, to $8.90. A pound of coffee, brand name coffee, could get it for $8.50 3 years ago. Now it's always over $10. Always over $10. Always over $10. 18% increase. But the big one is gasoline. Gasoline. In order for me to get a decent price on gas, which is $3.10, to me that's a decent price today, I have to go to a very bad and scary neighborhood, and I can only go there at noon. I'll go there at noon, I'll run out of the car, I'll pump the gas, I'll get back in the car and hope that nothing gets shot at. But I can get it for $3.10 in the bad neighborhood. That's the price I pay to go to the bad neighborhood. But otherwise, it's $3.85. And 3 months ago, it was $3.49. Now it's $3.85 at brand name gas stations, not those scary ones, with pumps that actually work, and I don't have to run inside to run the credit card. Isn't that your favorite thing? You get out of the car to pump your own gas. If that isn't enough insult, the bigger insult is, of course, bag your own groceries. Hello? What? Well, then you get out, you start to pump your own gas, and it says, pay inside. And I'm like, yeah, but I have a debit card. I can pay outside. No, you have to pay inside. And then even if you can pay outside, what is it saying now? What's it saying now? It's saying, get receipt from cashier. Can't win. Either way, I got to run inside. don't want to run inside. Do you know when they first did pump your own gas, when that was a brand new thing, there was great fear at the oil companies that women would hate it. Turns out women prefer it because most women, I'm not being stereotypical, this is a radio fact, most women have kids in the car. They want to stay with the car. They don't want to go inside to pay. They want to stay with the car so they don't have to take the kid out of the car. 3 years ago, I could get gas for $1.95 a gallon. In Canada, in Europe, in Great Britain, the news is focused on the price of daily items, bread, gas, milk. That's the newscast. If you look at a Canadian television newscast, every single newscast, every day, will focus on the price of food, the price of basics. Same thing in Great Britain. Here, what do we hear about? We hear about boxes in the basement. I could care less about boxes in the basement. Don't care. You take whatever boxes you want. Has nothing to do with the price of milk. It has nothing to do with what I care about every day for my three young daughters. Because what my three young daughters want, ready? I know this will be shocking, is food. They want food. And when I say I'm going to go to the store, they know what that means is I'll be gone for half a day. Because I have to go to three or four different stores in order to get the best price on the food items. Bread here, milk here, butcher here, produce here. Three or four different stores. Because that's how I am forced to shop today when the prices have increased 30% in 3 years. And going up. Because you see, when gas is at $3.80 a gallon, those big trucks that bring us the food, their prices have gone up a third just to start up that truck. To heat those warehouses, that has gone up a third. To air condition don't get me started on the price of electricity and gas. Oh, my God. These are the actual issues that you and I deal with. This is our challenge today. And I have yet to hear a television newscast cover this on a daily basis. They might do an amusing little feature at the end of the month when they've run out of stories. Look at the price of eggs. Can you believe it? There are a lot of theories as to why it's gone up. I know why it's gone up, and so do you. And just once, I'd like to hear one of these clown politicians say, you know what? If you vote me into office, I will bring the price of food down. I will bring the price of gas down. I don't hear any of them doing that. Instead, they're very concerned about boxes. I don't care about boxes. Doesn't matter to me. No matter how that case goes, it will not affect my life one bit. The only people who are concerned about all that, other than in a meta theory sort of way, political science sort of way that I don't care about, could care less about, are op-ed editorial page writers who nobody reads, because the most read section of any newspaper is the comics. The most read section of any newspaper is the gossip columns. Nobody cares about this stuff. I care about the price of milk. Let's you and I talk at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Will Ferrell.
I'm listening to what you're asking me, and if you're not listening to my answers, let's just call it a day.
35 past the hour, Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. Welcome. My challenge today isn't going grocery shopping. It is going grocery store shopping. The price of food and basics has gone up so much in the past 3 years, so much, that first I have to go grocery store shopping. Oh, that store's for the milk. That store's for the bread. That store's for the eggs, because I now know where everything is cheapest. And for me to get gas at $3.10 a gallon, I have to go into the bad neighborhood at noon. 888-688-WALT. You and I should talk. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday with Dr. Dave.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Houston, Texas, triple shooting at a strip club. Consumer tips on the way. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Hey, James Parker here. After you listen to Florida Stories on the Walter Sterling Show, I need you to go find the podcast and follow it because I have children.
We're so hungry.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That guilt trip and more coming up on Florida Stories.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of an organized crime ring that was stealing pieces of heavy equipment before shipping them out of the country. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Don't free range your toddler. Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night.
So listen to this. The owl, I put the owl in the sweet potato container with the sweet potatoes so that they will slip. Because the squirrels were pulling them out and eating them, they knocked the owl over and ate the sweet potatoes.
You know you're on the air, right?
Well, apparently that's what we'll be talking about tonight. I'm Becky Gaffney.
And I'm Dan Gaffney. This and more tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
Today, I go grocery store shopping. I know what's cheaper at Save-A-Lot. Do you know about Save-A-Lot? It's time to know about Save-A-Lot. That is the subsidiary of Aldi's. Oh, I thought everything was cheapest at Aldi's. No, they own Save-A-Lot. And Save-A-Lot is immaculate, huge. They charge you 16 cents for a bag, but they're really good bags. And there's nobody there. The place is empty. And you can get strange off-brand items, things that companies were testing and trying out. For example, there is a Hostess Twinkie flavored latte. You can only get that at Save-A-Lot, and who wouldn't want to? But I have to go to three different stores to do our grocery shopping. Milk, bread and stuff like that at another store, and meat at another store. What kind of meat? What are you getting? Ground beef. David in Kansas City, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258.
Hi, I'm a long-time listener and a second-time caller.
How's the listening going on KMBZ? How is that going for you?
It's going well. I want to say, though, that you're dead spot on about misplaced priorities by our so-called elected leaders. What gets me is the raising of the debt ceiling. This is something that affects every American, and yet the media and all the congresspeople lied about it, saying that it had to be done, that we would be going off the cliff if it weren't be done, that it would be a disaster if it didn't get raised, that we had to raise money to pay our bills. You don't borrow money to pay your bills. You borrow money so you can spend more. This whole thing was a big, colossal lie, and I just think it's an outrage.
Well, David, even Janet Yellen, Secretary of the Treasury, said, hey, you know what, guys, we can delay this till January. We don't have to worry about going off a cliff now. Even she said that, which I found astonishing. But the most shocking thing you just said, David, in Kansas City on KMBZ, run by Alan First, the most shocking thing, wait, you mean politicians lie? I've never heard such a thing, David. How dare you say that politicians lie? Oh, my God.
Well, Janet Yellen can say we've got more time if she wants to, but we're still not going off the cliff.
Of course we're not. That was a joke. Of course we're not. And thank you very much for your call, David. And I really appreciate you listening. Thank you for listening on KMBZ. Charlie in Philadelphia, WPHT. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Charlie.
I'm glad you brought up about the prices and stuff, because I flip out when I go to a store. It seems like I'm the only one that's bothered by it. I mean, when I see a bag of small potato chips for $5, I just can't buy it. You know what I mean? It's just like I'm not buying this stuff anymore. And I got a pizza the other night delivered. My wife didn't feel like cooking. It was getting warm out. You know, the large pizza, which isn't real large, but a large pizza, half pepperoni, and a medium order of chicken tenders. And the price was $30 and something. I'm like, so with a tip, I'm giving a guy almost $40 for a lousy pizza and some chicken tenders. I was like, this is insanity. What is going on here? You know what I mean?
It is insanity. It used to be.
I'm not eating gold. You know what I mean? It's lousy pizza and chicken wings, for God's sake, or chicken tenders. I don't know. It's really sad. I don't know what these kids are going to be facing in another couple of years. I really don't.
The fact is that
retired, you know what I mean?
Right. Charlie, the fact is that it used to be for a pizza, if it was over $18 delivered, we were in shock. And now, yeah. Right, it's pushing $30, and then the kid needs a $5 tip. And congratulations, you have Thanksgiving dinner. Thank you very much for listening to Sterling on Sunday, Charlie, at 888-688-WALT. Let's you and I talk about the price of your food. I want to know how you feel. This is a chance to vent about the hell of going to the supermarket. But as I shared, I don't get to go to the supermarket. I have to go supermarket shopping. And it is exhausting. I'll have to go to two or three different supermarkets, and I've got to know where something is cheapest. There are stores where you would assume the milk is the cheapest, and you're wrong. There'll be some big supermarket chains that have the cheapest milk, nothing else. Everything else is normally priced priced like everybody else. But for some reason, their milk's $1.95. And then you think you're going to a store that has cheap, big cereal boxes, you know, the big cereal boxes. And then you look and go, when did this turn into $6.95 for this box of Fruit Loops? When did this happen? In my experience, the only thing cheaper at Walmart is big boxes of cereal. Everything else is about the same, maybe frozen fruit. But this, I could tell you, I could go through any list of food and I know where it is cheapest. But in order to have gained that knowledge, I've had to waste an extraordinary amount of time. And when I'm wasting time food shopping, that means I'm not wasting time thinking about this show and how to make it better. Because food shopping is a task. And a task requires no creativity. In fact, it's best not to be creative. Making this show, I need free time. I need to clear my brain. I can't do what I need to do in my work as long as I'm looking for the cheap milk. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, and I want to talk to you about your food in hell experiences. Let's vent. Because if somebody wants to win an election, get out there and say, I'm going to lower the price of gasoline. I'm going to lower the price of milk. I'm going to find out how the crooks have increased all of these prices in 3 years by a third. And I hear nobody talking about it. I don't see it on the news, but this is my news. It's right up there with water in the basement and the engine light going on. This is my news that I have to shop to three different stores to get the cheapest milk. Bread, eggs, produce. I have to go to three different stores to do my grocery shopping. 3 years ago, I could go to one and get it done. I know everything about Save-A-Lot. I know I'm not going to Aldi because I've never seen one that's clean enough. My opinion. And God help you if you go to the wrong Walmart. You'll be there for the next 6 hours just in line. 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. Coming up, we're going to find out about the price of stuff in Alaska. You'll feel a little better after you hear what things cost in Alaska. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Gunk.
Join me next time when I go back in time again. Not in an exciting way, like in a film. I'm probably just looking at some old pots or something.
Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Walter M. Sterling sharing this time with you, driving across the country, up and down I-4 in Florida, the 101 in California, I-80 across the entire country. This is Sterling on Sunday. Irvin in North Carolina, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258. Hi.
Hello, sir. First, I want to share that I appreciate you taking my call. And I'm a military retiree. Although I still work a little bit, I have noticed how prices of food have changed. Now, I shop almost exclusively for groceries at the military commissary. And even there, the prices are moving up. But what I notice is that, first, the manufacturers start by shrinking the size of the packaging while keeping the prices about the same.
Yes.
And then they market, hey, now even larger or 25% more as they increase the price more than 25%, making you think that you're getting more. Really, they're getting you back to where you were before, but the prices have gone up more. But one thing I want to complain about, if I can, is recently in our commissaries, they switched from, or the suppliers switched from 100% pineapple juice to a pineapple juice from concentrate. And that was one of the things that I went there for a lot, because it was one of the last juices that was actually 100% without concentrate, without any processing or what have you. So now they've gone to this sugar added version of the same juice, and the packaging looks about the same. So I'm a little upset about that, because even in our environment, they're trying to trick us and making us think like, well, they think we're stupid that we're not watching, but we're actually we are.
Irvin, I really appreciate the call. In my opinion, in fact, it's not even an opinion, it's a fact. In the military, you should be charged nothing for food. You should be given the best food in the world. And with the billions and billions and billions of dollars going into the military, when we're spending $400,000 for one missile to be shot in Ukraine, one missile, $400,000, seems to me you could get pure pineapple juice. Thank you for the call, Irvin. Our phone number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. I am shocked at the money I have to waste on food today and the time it takes me to find the best deals. Keith Fons in Alaska, welcome. Price of food in Alaska, stun us.
Well, here in Alaska, we pay on average about 43% more than you guys do down in the lower 48. For instance, like milk, on average, it's about $5 in the cities here in Alaska. But if you go out to the villages and the native lands out there, they pay about double that. Same thing with eggs. Eggs are, you can get them anywhere from about $3 on up. You go out to, you know, the middle of nowhere in Alaska, they're going to pay $6 to $10 for a dozen eggs. Cost of living here is about, you know, approximately 52% higher than you guys, but just food cost alone, it's about $471 a week just for one person. So if you times that times five, that's my family. Yeah.
Times five, so it's $2,000 a week for food.
Easily. With my family, especially, you know, with having kids, they'll eat you out of a house and home. So they're always eating, and there's dollar bills just going down their stomachs.
And you said indigenous people of Alaska on reservations, they're paying even more. I thought things were cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
They
pay double, if not more, because a lot of the villages here you can't get to by car. So you either have to be, you know, fly in, take a boat, or in the winter they'll take their snowmobiles, and that's how they get from village to village. A lot of them are off the road system.
Keith Fons, DoorDash driver in Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska, North Pole, Alaska, which is a real town. Put it in a frame for me. How much is a gallon of milk in Alaska?
On average, $3.99.
Here, I can get it for $2.10. 3 years ago, I could get it for $1.85. It seems for some reason, 3 years ago, everything went up dramatically. What's a gallon of gas in Fairbanks, Alaska? What's your gas cost you? And in your business, that's a big deal.
Right now, it's $4 a gallon where I live.
$4 a gallon, Fairbanks, Alaska.
Almost $5 for diesel.
And now you're talking Beverly Hills prices or Manhattan prices. Outside of Beverly Hills and Manhattan, it doesn't cost that much until you get to Fairbanks, Alaska. Oh, my gosh. On average in America, in the lower 48, we're looking at $3.50. I can get it for $3.10 if I go to a bad neighborhood. Keith Fonz, you're a great fan and a great friend, and I thank you for this information on the price of gas in Fairbanks, Alaska. I appreciate you being on the show, but mostly I appreciate all of your Facebook postings about Sterling on Sunday. It is very generous of you to take the time to make that beautiful artwork, and I thank you, thank you, thank you for being part of the show, Keith. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You will not believe which song is charting across the world and is a dominant song on TikTok right now. You won't believe what it is. It's a song you know, probably not a song you like, but it's fairly astonishing it's there. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
888-688-WALT. You want to win public office? You want to win an election? Two things. Promise to lower the price of food and gas. $3.85 for a gallon of gas on average in America, in the lower 48. Oh, but gee, if you're in Alaska, it's $4. If you're in Beverly Hills, it's $5. If you're in the middle of Manhattan, it's $5.50. A gallon of milk, $2.25, cheapest I can find. 3 years ago, it was $1.90. Promise to lower the price of food and gas. And the second thing is, you promise to eliminate all tolls on all roads.
Sugar, flour, bread, those are basic food. Eggs, you can't buy eggs. Even lime, you could have got a 50 pence lime, now it's a pound. Everything is going up. Clothes and things, they're not going up because you don't need clothes, but you need food. Wages doesn't go up. In the COVID time, I put my life on the line to save other people. But yet still, I get no thanks, nothing. My wages doesn't go up. My children can't find food. You used to eat three times a day. Now you have to limit it to one time a day.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
This is Vila Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Houston, Texas, triple shooting at a strip club. Consumer tips on the way. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Hey, James Parker here. After you listen to Florida Stories on the Walter Sterling Show, I need you to go find the podcast and follow it because I have children.
We are hungry.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That guilt trip and more coming up on Florida Stories.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of an organized crime ring that was stealing pieces of heavy equipment before shipping them out of the country. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Don't free range your toddler. Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night.
So listen to this. The owl, I put the owl in the sweet potato container with the sweet potatoes so that they will slip. Because the squirrels were pulling them out and eating them, they knocked the owl over and ate the sweet potatoes.
You know you're on the air, right?
Well, apparently that's what we'll be talking about tonight. I'm Becky Gaffney.
And I'm Dan Gaffney. This and more tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for our first Florida Story. We're going to Ocala, Florida, where right there in the middle of our crazy favorite peninsula, the headline says, man threw brick through window of home, claimed to be time traveler. I have the report here from WESH Channel 2.
Cal police say Daniel Dinkins claimed that he was a time traveler and that he threw a brick through the window of that Ocala home earlier this month to save a baby sleeping in the room from a future event. He also admitted to swimming in the family's pool. Dinkins now faces burglary charges.
If you're confused, no worries. I am too. So let's add this up. He claims to be a time traveler from the future to save a baby from a upcoming disaster. And that all kind of sounds like the plot line of the Terminator series. You recognize that? And then you throw in the additional detail of, oh, yeah, and he also decided he was going to go swimming in the backyard pool. I don't know what to think. Florida, that's all I got. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Part two of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Never seen a happier kid than my 20-year-old Dorothy starting her internship at Fox 8. Fox 8, it was like putting a fish in a giant aquarium. She couldn't be happier, and tomorrow she's going to go on a cruise. Like, what? That's her job tomorrow. She's going to go on a cruise. The best thing for Dorothy, it seems, about the internship is it's one of those morning shows where there are always people coming on, sampling their food, showing their food, bringing in the menus from the restaurant, and she gets free food. That's her big news each day, what she got. Last week, she brought home a pickle pizza. Now, as a New Yorker, I am offended at the thought of anything but sausage and mushrooms on a pizza. I know you like pepperoni. I don't like pepperoni. I like sausage. And it used to be you could go into a pizzeria and get a slice of sausage pizza. No more. You have to order a sausage pizza. Or you have to wait for them to make the slice. They used to just be sitting in the window, but no more. No longer a popular item for us weight-conscious people. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Good evening. This is Sterling on Sunday. It is a joy to be with you on this beautiful, beautiful spring night going across the highway. To me, it is criminal that any highway system still charges tolls. What's more terrifying, toll collection agencies actually communicate with each other. There's a newsletter called Toll Road News. Worth looking up. Because you'll see how they're all communicating with each other on how to raise our tolls. How to raise our tolls for roads that were finished being paid for decades ago. They're all done being built, but we're going to just keep collecting the toll. Only the Connecticut Turnpike had the common decency to say, oh, well, everything's paid for, we're going to take down the tolls. But, for example, in the Jersey Turnpike and in the New Jersey Turnpike and in the Parkway, in the charter of those roads, it says that we can continue to collect tolls until the bonds are paid off, until the money that they raised to build the road is paid off, until those bonds are paid off, unless, in the opinion of the authority, in the interest of safety, it is necessary to build more road, in other words, to continue to pour concrete. Let's just keep pouring concrete in Jersey, and then the tolls may be continuing until those bonds are paid off. Good luck. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you, you won't believe the hottest song on TikTok. I'm going to share it with you. You won't believe the hottest song on TikTok right now. And I waste too much of my life doing supermarket shopping. No, not shopping for food at supermarkets, actually shopping for supermarkets. Because you see, in the past 3 years, I don't know what it is about that date. In the past 3 years, the price of food has gone up so much that now I have to know where everything is cheapest. And no, it's not always at Walmart. It's not always at Sam's Club. There are supermarket chains that get the milk cheaper than anybody, but then everything else in that store isn't cheap. And then the only thing I have ever found that's much cheaper at Walmart is the giant boxes of cereal. That's about it. A bag of oranges today is $8.59 for OK oranges. 6 months ago, that same bag was about $6 everywhere. It seems the price of oranges is maybe fixed. It's all the same price. Your experience with food prices. Because to me, this is the news. I could care less if there are boxes of God knows what in somebody's toilet or garage or next to the Corvette. I don't care. What I care about is I have three young kids, and all they care about is food. And if I run out of food, those kids are having a bad day forever. That'll traumatize them forever. And I'm not going to do that. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Welcome. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Liza Schlesinger.
Gentlemen, let's say you get a girl to go home with you, all right? Let's say you get a girl to go back to your apartment by the grace of God.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For this Florida story, this is a tough one, too. This was in Palm Coast, Florida. And again, the headlines don't help you very much around here. This one says, Florida man points gun at woman's head after vehicle briefly backs into his driveway, authorities say. Now, that's the headline. Don't you feel like we're missing some crucial details here? I have the report from the local NBC affiliate.
Though the female walked toward the suspect, deputies say she was never actually on the suspect's property. Instead, they say Vetch went toward her, pulled a gun out of his pocket, and pointed it at her head.
Man, I think we can all agree that this Florida man is wound up a little too tight. Someone backed into your driveway for like 5 seconds just to turn around.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to go to Volusia Beach. And what happens in Volusia is happening at about 2:15 early on Sunday morning is what they put in the online report. But you and I know that means it's happening at 2:14 on a really late Saturday night. So there's a guy, it's 2:14 Saturday night, knocking on a door. Okay, well, that's not cool. We're not expecting anybody. So there's someone at the front door, baby. Go check it out. Who is it? Do you know who it is? No, I don't know who it is. Who is it? I don't know, but he's naked. That's right, naked. So we call the cops. And at 2:15, the cops get a call. Hey, there's a naked dude on our front porch asking us to let us in, and we don't want to let him in because we don't know him, and we're not especially fond of naked male strangers. And so the cops show up, grab him. Dude, what are you doing? You just run around naked at 2:15 in the morning? Yeah. Well, so they do some great cop work, and it turns out, hey, you know about six blocks away where some random truck had crashed into a telephone pole and then it was abandoned? That was his. And so what we have now here is a Florida man. We can piece this all together, except I still feel like I'm missing details. So let me get this straight. At some point, this guy gets really drunk, crashes his truck. He failed a breathalyzer, by the way. Gets really drunk, crashes his truck, and then six blocks away, he's knocking on the front door of a random house, and he's butt naked. So did he just walk six blocks naked? Was he naked when he crashed the truck? So I don't know. I don't know what to think of that, because why would a guy be driving around at 2:15 in the morning butt naked? But I don't have an answer for any of this, so hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
I don't know. Don't ask me. It's too complicated for me. Steve in Michigan, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Steve.
Howdy.
Howdy, buddy. What's going on?
Okay, just want to let you know, a little off the food market there. During the past winter here, gasoline regular unleaded was maybe $3.50 a gallon. And then kerosene was $6.30.09.
And what is it today?
It dropped down to $6.15.
It's unbelievable. And it's not getting any better in general. It's getting worse. And I appreciate you both listening to the show and calling the show at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We salute and congratulate Fishback Media. Fishback Media owns Monster FM 98.5 and AM 1150. It's a radio station licensed to serve the community of,
yes,
Marion, Illinois. But I really appreciate Mr. Fishback, who often tortures me on Facebook and said, why don't you mention my station? Well, I'm happy to mention your station. I'm honored to be on your radio station, and especially like the fact that this radio these radio stations are owned by a guy. They're owned by, like, a guy. And it's Mr. Fishback, and I thank you very much for being a part of Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and I want to talk to you at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. John in Philadelphia, welcome to the Giant Radio Show. Hi, John.
You're wrong about the boxes, because if the boxes don't convict the one candidate, i.e. Trump, he has already promised, and he already did when he was in office, lower the price of gas with the pipeline and so forth, and that will immediately lower the price of food, because all the food comes by truck. Very simple.
Why is the radio on in the background? Turn that off so we can have a conversation. I don't have to hear my boring self.
All right. Hold on.
All right. Because you can always hear the show on hold. There's no need to have the radio on. This has been explained since 1957, when the seven-second delay was invented at WOR for the Long John Neble Show. What's that have to do with the boxes? The fact is that President Trump lowered the price of gas. He lowered the price of food. He did every single thing that he promised to do, and I could care less if you think he's unpleasant. All I care about is the price of milk and the price of gas.
Right, right. It took me a little while because I use a cane. To me it's very simple. The food comes by truck. Trump will restart the pipelines, and that will bring down the price of food.
John, you're absolutely right.
Not to mention all the other good things he'll do.
You're absolutely right, John, and thank you very much for listening to Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Becky in Illinois, welcome to the Giant Radio Show. Hi.
Well, hello there. I love your show, but I have an awful, awful time trying to listen to you because my 10-cent radio is battery-operated, and to get batteries, because I am blind legally, and I can't see TV, so I have to listen to the radio, and the batteries cost me about $12 just to get batteries so I can listen to the radio. Now, the idiot that's in office now, I did not put him in, I did not vote for him, and I would not vote for him. He cheated to get in, and they took away Trump. And Trump would have never shut that pipeline down, and our gas would never have cost what it costs today.
Becky,
and I'm sure if he... What?
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate the call. In just seconds, a computer will shut us off. That's why I'm stopping you. I got your point. We got your point. And we're going to get you batteries. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of George Santos.
No, I don't consider the things I've said to be lies. They're what my great-grandfather, Winston Churchill.
888-688-WALT. That is my phone number, and we are live. 888-688-WALT. Welcome to the Giant Radio Show. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to reveal to you the song that's the big hit on TikTok right now. You won't freaking believe it.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Houston, Texas, triple shooting at a strip club. consumer tips on the way. Strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
So listen to this. The owl, I put the owl in the sweet potato container with the sweet potatoes so that they will slip. Because the squirrels were pulling them out and eating them, they knocked the owl over and ate the sweet potatoes.
You know you're on the air, right?
Well, apparently that's what we'll be talking about tonight. I'm Becky Gaffney.
And I'm Dan Gaffney. This and more tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of an organized crime ring that was stealing pieces of heavy equipment before shipping them out of the country. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Don't free range your toddler. Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our next Florida story, we're going to unincorporated Pinellas County, where we have there's a party going on. There was a married couple. Let me read you just a little bit from the arrest report from our Florida woman hero here. It says both the defendant and victim were intoxicated. Defendant shot and killed her African gray parrot using a 380 Glock inside her home. Both victim and defendant walked outside and pushed each other. Then defendant sprayed victim with water using a spray bottle. Witness saw this crime occur and filed a written witness statement. Defendant denied committing this crime. So what that report means in regular everyday language and not just, hey, drunk people in Florida getting arrested language, is what we have here is she's 62-year-old woman. She was arrested for a domestic battery for pushing her husband, but also she shot her parrot. And we don't know why she shot her parrot. There's no explanation for shooting an African gray parrot, but maybe the parrot smarted off. There is a charge that may be added to this cruelty to animals, but I know it sounds weird, but you should be legally allowed to kill your own parrot. I mean, it's cruel. It's unusual. It probably says you're a bad person, but it's not a crime. I mean, this is a free country. You're allowed to kill your own parrot, right? In a free country. Look, the shoving the husband, domestic violence. No, not on board with that. And I'm not for her just going around spraying bullets, killing every parrot in the world. But if she spent out her own money and bought this own parrot, which has a finite lifespan, and it wasn't going to reproduce and add to the parent population anyway, where's the victim? What's the harm here? I don't know. I'm just trying to make sense of Florida, and I think that's my first mistake. Hold my beer.
Wait, Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's fourth installment of Florida Stories is still coming up. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and catch past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
We have a very varied and exciting show. Don't you feel close to me now? I feel close to you. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You and I can always communicate. Here's my email address, waltermsterling@gmail. Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R, Peter Bolger, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, @gmail. Every email I get gets answered. Right now on Facebook, you can see this incredible TikTok video of all these dancers from all around the world dancing to Pink Shoelaces. Originally done by Dodie Stevens. That version, for some reason, is by the Corvettes. Very nice, but I would have done it by Dodie Stevens. She deserved it. She deserves the credit. And yes, Dodie is still alive and beautiful. And this is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by the words of iCarly.
Guys, always tell girls to calm down, and it never works. It just gets us all whipped up. You see me all whipped up now? It's because you told me to calm down!
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For the story, I'm going to do something that probably happens in every other state on an almost daily basis, but this has a little Florida twist on it. The main headline is these golfers who get into a fight, but it's not really a fight. 60-something-year-old white guys, upper middle class, crusty nerds on a golf course. Don't fight. It's not like anyone's chanting world star, and it's not anything that resembles anything close to a UFC battle. But the fun part is watching 65-year-old upper crust golfery guys fight, and it's just as bad as you think. Now, the problem is there is it's a busy weekend on the golf course. There's a lot of people out there. And golfers know what I'm talking about, but when you have some slow foursome of everybody back, what you have behind that foursome is a trail of pissed golfers. Look, and as awkward and weird as the fights between geriatric people can be, it's still wildly entertaining, and I have an idea. You know, they have like the seniors golfer tour, you know, the regular golfers in the senior tour. Why don't we do that for boxing? Wouldn't you love to see a senior boxing league? See a couple of gray-headed guys out there just angry as a couple of you know, cappuccinoed up Wolverines duking it out? Because, look, it's not like the greatest display of human athletic achievement, but I'll be damned if watching geezers fight isn't entertaining. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
This concludes today's episodes of Florida Stories. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that this show is only on once a week? And do you know why? It's because of things like this.
Stupid studs in space. With jock straps.
But we still find instances where women would prefer bigger, stronger men over smarter, more sickly men. Well, that is because their brains have been hotwired to still seek out the alpha men. You know, just because they're good looking and tall and muscular and confident. You know, everything I'm not. And that's what makes these women so stupid.
Celebrating diversity. Sterling on Sunday in space.
All right, Dave Scott is an expert on ufology. Ufology, which means he's either an expert on something that's real or a complete myth. This week in Las Vegas, there was an astonishing news story, truly an astonishing news story.
Sources telling the ABC investigators that several agencies believe something landed or crashed. Whether it was non-humans or not, it certainly scared the people living on this property. Listen to their call for help.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually, we're terrified of it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot, I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes, they have big eyes, okay. like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
Okay.
Well, the ADU's now investigators obtaining video as officers then responded to the call you just heard. The officers also saw something in the sky that night, but the big question is, what was it, and is it all connected?
It's almost midnight on May 1st when a Las Vegas Metro Police officer's body cam catches this, something flashing low in the sky.
911 emergency.
Minutes later,
there's like an 8-foot person beside it. And another one's inside, and it has big eyes, and it's looking at us, and it's still there.
Someone calls 911 reporting two large figures in their backyard.
No, I'm still nervous right now.
The 8 News Now investigators obtaining another officer's video as he's sent to the Northwest Valley home.
I have butterflies, bro. Everyone saw a shooting star, then these people say there's aliens in their backyard.
By now, it's more than an hour after that bright light. Officers meeting up with the caller and his family.
What'd you see?
It was like a big creature.
A big creature?
Yeah, like an old Tesla
car. I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky too, so that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? Or?
They see like a big, that's what they say. They see like a big something with light.
What I saw right now, I do believe in it.
Police walk into the backyard to investigate, but Metro blacked out that part of the video because it's considered private property. What's clear? They're taking this call seriously.
Hey, this might sound like a really dumb question,
But did you guys see anything fall out of the sky?
Asking others what they saw.
I would normally discount it as nothing. However, seeing as one of my partners said they saw it too, only reason I'm actually investigating it further.
That investigation turning up no concrete answers as of Wednesday. Whatever or whoever fell into that yard, long gone within minutes.
Oh, hey, if those 9-foot beings come back, don't call us, all right? Deal with it yourself. I ain't dealing with that.
So, yeah, this is quite weird, Brian was saying as we're watching this story. Now, we've been in contact with the family in that video, and as you heard in that 911 call, they seem very reasonable.
Well, I'm sure they're very reasonable and insane, but Dave Scott, an expert on all things UFO, will share with us what he knows, all of this very incredible information. I'm Walter Sterling.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
This story impacts the whole East Coast. All lanes of I-95 are closed in both directions between Woodhaven Boulevard and Aramingo Avenue exits. A commercial truck carrying petroleum-based product caught fire under an elevated section of the highway on Cottman Avenue off-ramp, and a section of the northbound highway collapsed. It is expected to be shut down for at least the coming months, through the vacation months. Philadelphia. You'll get in more information with Rick Cioli tomorrow morning on WPHT and at any time on KYW News Radio. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Houston, Texas, triple shooting at a strip club. Consumer tips on the way. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
So listen to this. The owl, I put the owl in the sweet potato container with the sweet potatoes so that they will slip. Because the squirrels were pulling them out and eating them, they knocked the owl over and ate the sweet potatoes.
You know you're on the air, right?
Well, apparently that's what we'll be talking about tonight. I'm Becky Gaffney.
And I'm Dan Gaffney. This and more tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of an organized crime ring that was stealing pieces of heavy equipment before shipping them out of the country. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Don't free range your toddler. Details later. People of Walmart. Sterling at night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
Diosa's Cabaret gives you the exotic dancing experience of the Latino culture. Lovely Latina lasses shaking their moneymakers for enjoyment. Well, three men not let into Diosa's because they were liquored up pretty good at 2 a.m. Remember what Uncle D-Lo says. Nothing good happens after midnight. So the three guys stumble their way from the strip club, and there were some lurkers. And these lurkers knew these guys probably had a lot of cash in their pocket because they're going to a strip club. You got to have a lot of fives and ones and tens and all that sort of stuff while going into the strip club. So they got robbed. Unfortunately, it was a robbery gone bad. Gunshots rang out. Three shot, two dead. Three friends just wanting to go out and enjoy a wonderful night on the town. Couple of notes that we all need to understand. Anyone who is on the way into a strip club is a target for robbery. Not by the strippers. Well, first by perhaps somebody outside the strip club, then the strippers will rob you. It's a great thing. Be careful. three men just out for a nice night, having a couple of bevvies, wanting to go out and enjoy their lives with some hot Latinas. Be wary. From the Champagne Room, this is Velo Hool for Strippers on the Loose, Sterling at Night.
All right. There, oh, my gosh. There's Dave Scott, UFO expert. Big news in Las Vegas this week about UFOs and giant people or giant creatures walking across the lawns in Las Vegas. Dave Scott, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
It is always great to talk some aliens with you, my friend. How you doing?
Well, I'm always very excited to speak to you because I have a lot of time to kill.
Well, I'm glad I can, bring some weirdness to your show and kill some of that major time that we all have to fill on the radio.
Thank you, sir. Now, do you have any information about this Las Vegas UFO story?
Yes, I do. And, you know, for anything to happen, aliens, of course it has to happen in Las Vegas, which will hopefully be my future hometown one day. So these guys are working on a car, doing their things that guys do on a weekend night. This happened around April 30th going into May 1st. When all of a sudden they hear this bang in the sky and look up and see this bright light falling down. Well, within moments of that happening, that kind of tripped them out, but they say they saw aliens in their yard. One was between 8 and 10 feet tall. The other one was 8 feet with giant eyes, the big, shiny, black, almond-shaped eyes that they saw. They said it wasn't human. They've allegedly caught these things on camera. I've seen the camera footage. It looks pretty hazy. You know, you might as well look for something blobby in the sky moving. But they are convinced. They called 911, and one of the police officers said that minutes before the call came in that his partner had seen something strange flying in the sky, like unidentified aerial phenomena, and this is where the mystery begins. There's a big question going around the UFO world. Did they actually see what they saw, or are they taking advantage of some free press at 15 minutes of fame in trying to get their names out there as the world starts to talk more UFOs on mainstream media?
And what does Dave Scott think? Dave Scott, what do you think? Now, remember, they're awfully near Area 51.
Very true. You know, and I want to believe these guys. I mean, I'm really hoping that they're telling the real deal because, look, there's some strange things that are happening in Nevada, and there's some strange things flying in the sky that night, which most of it, I believe, is ours. Now, I have talked to a couple of NSA agents that I know in the area. They're calling BS on the whole subject, saying these guys are just trying to get some free airtime. But the way they talk about this and the way that the police were involved, that there is a police report, and Channel 8 News is covering it now, and legendary UFO reporter George Knapp is their lead investigator when it comes to stories like this. There seems to be different footage of this. They show a blue ball going and flying in the sky from a ringtone camera on someone's doorbell. To me, that looks like a meteorite coming into the atmosphere. But these guys said they got some aliens. And you know, hopefully the video footage, the true full video footage comes out, so that way we could analyze it and see whether or not it's just grains of moths flying around or whether or not they got some real aliens.
I don't understand what the publicity advantage would be to some guys working on a car in their yard. What would the publicity? I could see if you or I wanted the publicity advantage, but I don't know what guys working on their car, what they're going to get out of this.
And that's what I agree with you with. You know, I mean, look, if anything, coming out publicly on this, they're going to embarrass themselves if they're not telling the truth. And even if they are telling the truth, they're going to embarrass themselves. Nobody really wants this, but they're just trying to say, hey, we had this happen. We saw these things, two of them, with giant mouths, big shiny eyes, looking not very human, between 8 and 10 feet tall, walking and meandering around our property before disappearing. I really hope these guys are telling the truth, because weird stuff like this happens all over the place, not just in America, but around the world. And the more people who come out and talk about what they are seeing, and hopefully with video evidence, the more we're going to learn that we are not alone.
I don't understand what possible advantage they could have to making this up. In your experience, does knowing a lot about UFOs help you get girls?
Well, put it this way, it hasn't helped my sex life at all. I can tell you that right now. That's just being blunt.
And I just see those guys on Ancient Aliens. You know, they look like the AV crew grown up with bad clothes. I don't see how any of them are having sex with anybody except possibly aliens in their minds. In their minds. But Dave Scott, it's a fascinating story and an unusual story in that it was corroborated by police. Police also saw something coming down from the sky. Well, that never happens.
No, and that's the good part, is when you, the more witnesses you get on these type of subjects, the more credibility it has. You know, if it was just two guys, you never know, maybe they're, you know, they're smoking the hippie lettuce and they're saying, hey, let's make a UFO video and put it on TikTok or Instagram and let's go viral with this. You know, but the fact that the police officers stated that they saw something as well, they weren't sure what it was. They heard the noise. To me, that gives this story a lot more credibility that these guys could be telling the truth, that they got some aliens in their backyard that were maybe bringing in a new flux capacitor for their time travel machine that they were building, not in their DeLorean, but in their El Camino. And we'll see where it goes from here. But I don't think this story is done just yet.
Dave Scott, millions of people right now want to learn more about you. What is your website? Say it twice.
SpacedOutRadio.com. That's SpacedOutRadio.com. Follow us on all social media platforms, and you can download our podcast at any major podcast station.
What's the name of your podcast?
Spaced Out Radio. We do it all with just the same name.
Dave Scott, fantastic guest on Sterling on Sunday. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Sterling on Sunday, live on a Sunday night, coast to coast, a very giant radio show. Shocking to many people in the radio industry that it's still on, celebrating our ninth year. Welcome. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Kate Littlejohn.
I told you we should have done a sting. It would have taken an hour. We'd control all the variables, get Shales negotiating on the wire.
It's Dan and Becky Gaffney, and each week we tell you tales from our old house and our eight kids. This week, the garden.
Or the lack thereof at this point, because the squirrels have eaten everything from the peas to every single sunflower seed that I planted to my sweet potatoes.
We live in the city, so I'm not allowed to shoot them.
We really can't do anything about them because when we try to trap them, they're smarter than we are.
We went to the hardware store, and in the pest control section, had the fake, a fake owl.
And a fake hawk.
So we bought one of each, thinking this will scare the rodents away.
Okay, so my grandpa was a farmer, and his garden was lavish and wonderful, and my grandma's garden, and they had these things all over. Like, they had them on poles, they had them on the top of the house, and they worked. So we took these things home, and it says, in the instructions, it says to place them one place, and then every couple of days, move them. Because I guess, you know, squirrels, if they move every couple of days, they think that these things are alive or something.
And so, like, mental patients out there moving this fake owl around and fake eagle around. It's so ridiculous.
It's a hawk. It's not an eagle. But yes, it is kind of ridiculous. Like, I'm trying to turn over different flower pots and prop them up, and it got to the point where I'm so frustrated because they've eaten so many things that I put the owl right inside the sweet potato bin. They were pulling them out, eating them, so they don't even have a chance to slip, and I'm not going to have anything to plant when it's time for me to plant my sweet potatoes.
So the reviews are in. The hawk, the plastic hawk, doesn't deter the squirrel.
It wasn't the hawk. So maybe the hawk works. This was the owl. But they went in the bin. So the owl is sitting literally on the sweet potatoes. Like, when you put a sweet potato out to slip, you don't bury the whole thing. You just partially bury it in the dirt, and it will grow slips. So I put him like nested on top of these three sweet potatoes, like on the edges of them. They knocked that sucker over, pulled the sweet potatoes out, and went to town.
On a positive note, the peas have been great. I've eaten a lot of that, a lot of spinach, a lot of kale, the radishes, the carrots, all doing well. The regular potatoes are kind of doing okay. Certainly nowhere near enough food to feed 8 kids, but it's something. We've only spent $489 to get about $7 worth of groceries.
Do you think you could say that without laughing, honey? $7 worth of groceries for all we've spent. And here's another one that's getting ready to come at you. When I pull the potatoes out, before I put the sweet potatoes in this year, I want to take all that dirt and put it in new garden beds because our garden beds are falling down. So we're about to spend, I don't know, $2,000 for $9 worth of groceries.
But we're ready if the apocalypse comes.
For a salad.
The Gaffneys, 150-year-old house, 8, 9 kids, whatever it is, every week on Sterling on Sunday. Dan Gaffney, morning man in Delaware and program director in Delaware, Delaware 105.9, an honor to be on his radio station. It's an honor to be on any radio station.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Jimmy Failla.
The truth is, it takes balls for a man to get ahead in 2023. And if we're being honest, it takes balls for a woman, too.
It's 35 past the hour. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, a live radio show. There is no other live radio show at this time. Coming up in just seconds, you will hear Vic Ferrari tell an exclusive New York City detective story. Welcome.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Houston, Texas, triple shooting at a strip club. Consumer tips on the way. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
So listen to this. The owl, I put the owl in the sweet potato container with the sweet potatoes so that they will slip. Because the squirrels were pulling them out and eating them. They knocked the owl over and ate the sweet potatoes.
You know you're on the air, right?
Well, apparently that's what we'll be talking about tonight. I'm Becky Gaffney.
And I'm Dan Gaffney. This and more tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of an organized crime ring that was stealing pieces of heavy equipment before shipping them out of the country. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Don't free range your toddler. Details later. People of Walmart. Sterling at night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell a story from my auto crime days. So as a detective in the NYPD's auto crime division, one of the ways we would recover stolen vehicles was we would go through different parking lots and garages running plates. And you never knew what you were going to find in these places. We'd find stolen cars, stolen trucks, stolen boats, dirt bikes, and even occasionally heavy equipment. And probably around 2005, my partner and I were tracking a LoJack hit. And LoJack was great because when it first came out, the anti-tracking device, when people would report their cars stolen, it would enable law enforcement to track their vehicle. And when that first broke, we were recovering stolen cars and trucks all over the place before the thieves figured out how to get around it. Anyway, we tracked this stolen Ingersoll Ram compressor to this parking lot on Webster Avenue in the 46th Precinct in the Bronx. My partner and I go in, we see the compressor. I ask the attendant, how long's it been here? I don't know. Who brought it in? I don't know. The guy was anything but helpful. I asked him, well, how long have you worked here? He goes, 2 years. I go, 2 years, and you mean to tell me you didn't see anybody bring that in? He goes, no. So as we're bringing this thing out, I look in the back, and I see two more Ingersoll Ram compressors in the back covered under a tarp. We run the numbers on those. They're stolen. So now this guy is sitting on three stolen Ingersoll Ram compressors, and those things are very versatile. You'll see them on construction sites running heavy equipment like jackhammers or lights at construction sites. sites, and they're worth big money, and a lot of times thieves will ship them out of the country. So I told the attendant, I go, you got a problem. I says, you either tell me who brought these things in or you're going to get locked up. He goes, it's these Cuban guys. They come in every now and then, they park them here, and then they take them out and they ship them out of the country. I said, all right, here's my card. I go, then when they come in looking for these things, you give me a call. He goes, okay, no problem. A couple of days later, on a Monday morning, I come into my office. He's calling me up. He goes, they're here. I said, okay. I said, what are they driving? He goes, a black Lincoln Navigator. My partner and I jump in the car. We race up Webster Avenue. We pull in front of this place. There's a Navigator double parked. It's got a temporary license plate, and the attendant is pointing to the car. So they must have come inside. He told them they weren't. The police had taken the equipment. They're ready to leave. I put the cherry light on top of our unmarked car to pull them over, and they take off. Now we're chasing them down Webster Avenue first thing in the morning. They're going 100 miles an hour, going through red lights. It wasn't worth it. They got on the Cross Bronx Expressway. They were gone. So when it was all said and done, we recovered these three stolen pieces of heavy equipment, saved the insurance companies in excess of $75,000. But unfortunately, like the French Connection, you don't always catch the bad guys because they had a temporary plate in the car. They didn't provide a contact number, so they were gone. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose in law enforcement. So be sure to check out my book, Grand Theft Auto, the NYPD's Auto Crime Division.
It's very exciting to be with you. Isn't this the best radio show you ever... Oh, no. Best radio station you ever heard. Yes, this is. Welcome. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You and I should always stay in touch. Here's my email, waltermsterling@gmail.com. And I have a website. It's spectacular. You'll learn everything about this show. waltersterlingshow.com. waltersterlingshow.com. And I have a podcast because by federal law, as a talk show host, I'm required to have a podcast. By federal law, Midnight Misfits. And you are a Midnight Misfit. You. The way I know you're a Midnight Misfit is because I am. And we have a common trait, which is that all Midnight Misfits are introverts. We all suffer from being introverts. And some of us are ingenious about how we manage introversion.
Her AirPods provide an important defense against dangerous encounters with other talkative mothers.
Okay, sir, I'm on a call.
She is not on a call. She spots a new acquaintance. She likes her okay, but they've said, let's get dinner soon, four times. And they've always canceled because they probably don't like each other enough to spend 3 hours across the table from each other. To avoid being detected, introverts in the wild have developed powerful hamstrings, which allow them to move backward at over 11 miles an hour into tight spaces. The new acquaintance passes by. The introvert was undetected. That was close. Midday sustenance. The introvert must eat. She spots a nearby Panera Bread. The Panera Bread is ideal because the introvert can order her meal on a phone and then pick it up in a little cubby hole, then take it to a window and eat in silence. The introvert gets her salad but sees that there is an apple instead of the baguette. The baguette is her favorite part. She normally takes the chicken out of the salad and puts it in there like a little mini sandwich. But to get the baguette, she would need to wait in line at the counter and then speak to a person. She must choose the silence or the baguette.
Midnight Misfits, Karen with the Cats, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Rebecca K., Rebecca Canner, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. You are the Midnight Misfits. Neil Paul, Judy Paul, welcome to the Giant Radio Show. Beryl K., I love having you listen. Marion June Riley, welcome. It's a very special group of people who normally would not mix, normally who would not get along. But here we are. This is the time of day where normal people are asleep. You and I are not normal people. We're going to work on the third shift, the late shift. This is our morning drive. You work late at night, you work overnight. This is our morning drive. It's a powerful time to be on the radio. I would not want to be on the radio at any other time. Welcome. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mayor Frank Rizzo.
Show you what kind of a man you are. You're less than a man. Okay? You're a crumb creep.
La
lots of values at Walmart. We often are just amazed by the amazing savings you can get. And the friendly service by the people in the blue vests, right? So, a grandma and a ma decided that they wanted to go shopping. And they had a two-year-old. Instead of leaving the child in the car, because it's kind of hot outside, strapped into the car seat like a gurney, they decided just to leave the two-year-old in the parking lot, willy-nilly. So some lady notices, and the little child, the two-year-old, comes up just to a rank stranger and grabs the stranger's hand. The stranger, who obviously is a person of good reputation, does something that they should do. They take the child into Walmart and hand it off to the store manager. Now, cops are called. The store manager, awesome at Walmart, supplied the toddler with some an amazing coloring book and some treats and something to drink as they're trying to figure out what happened to mom and grandma. Helpful hint. Do not leave the toddler in the car strapped in. Don't allow the toddler to roam the parking lot at Walmart willy-nilly. It's likely to get you arrested. The perp that got picked up was the mom, and nothing to say about the grandma. 19-year-old Jamella Hauser. Yeah, it's a little crazy. Take your kid into the Walmart. Don't leave it in the parking lot. Helpful hint for the people of Walmart. This is Velo Hool for Sterling at Night.
Space with jock straps.
If you marry a woman, you are setting yourself up to be destroyed, especially if you are a productive man. There is no way you go down and get a marriage certificate with all of the information out here about marriage.
Fascist.
There's no way you should be getting married nowadays. That's an old concept, man.
Celebrating diversity. Sterling on Sunday in Space.
888-688-WALT. I loved The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And I thought the conclusion was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Alex Borenstein plays Susie Meyerson, the manager. And this was a pretty funny interview she did.
Hi, I'm Alex Borenstein. Maybe you know me from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, or perhaps my comedy special, Corsets and Clown Suits. Either way, these are very important questions. What did you steal from set? I believe this is talking about the set of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and I stole my keys. I took Susie's keys, I took a hat, and I took two pictures that were up in the Gaslight Cafe. I've just said that in front of everyone that works on the show. Fired. Be honest, were you an Amazon Prime member before the show? Yes. Everybody needs toilet paper. In 1,000 words or less, what does the show mean to you? Okay, let's count. Everything. That was easy. Next. How big is the television you watch yourself on? That's a trick question. I try not to watch myself. It hurts my eyes and my soul. But when I do watch television, for instance, I watched the Lakers get humiliated recently. I did that on a giant screen that was like projected on a wall in my house with a projector. Next, do you think you could handle Susie Meyerson as your manager? Yes, I would beg, borrow, and steal. I would step on my grandmother's face if I could get someone like Susie Meyerson to be my manager. I've never had success with a manager in my life, and I think I would with Susie Meyerson.
This entire show is being dedicated to Dave Scalish. Dave Scalish, the group engineer for Odyssey in Philadelphia. Dave Scalish is the finest engineer I have ever known. There's a term in radio land that you probably know. There are digital engineers, IT engineers, and there are analog engineers, the ones who know about towers. Usually those are two different jobs. Dave does both jobs. He's so brilliant that when I have trouble here in my laundry room, yes, I'm really in my laundry room, our friend in Delaware. Yes, I'm really in my laundry room. But sometimes to get from the laundry room to the radio station in Philadelphia, there are problems. There are problems every time I get a new modem. There are problems every time I have to reboot the modem. Always some trouble. I don't know how he does it, but Dave can secretly link to my computer, my laptop, and my special device that connects me to the internet so that I sound as though I'm in a studio, but instead I'm in a laundry room. He can connect to all of those devices, fix them, adjust them, make the mouses move on them from his cell phone, from a ball game, a barbecue. He does it from his cell phone. And he's so good at it, I don't think he needs any instructions. I still have to read instructions as to how to put in a password. In fact, how much of my life is devoted to forgot password? Forgot password? That is the key question in my life. Not the meaning of life. Not where should I send my kid to school. Not where do I get the cheapest milk. No, the key question in my life is forgot password? Yes, I always forget the password. Why don't you write them down? Because, you see, they're also attached to a browser. I could write them all down if I'm on the wrong browser or the wrong... You'd think I was mining plutonium. Meanwhile, I'm just going to goofy websites, gossip websites, in order to prepare this show, looking desperately for new audio of Ashley Benson discussing her sex life. When the heck am I going to see new video of Ashley Benson discussing her sex life? Is that too much to ask? Hottest woman on earth, Ashley Benson, sits there with parts of her body hanging out of dresses. Has Ashley worked in years? Pretty Little Liars was canceled, what, in the last century? I don't care. Ashley, she has to do is sit there. That's all she has to do and glow. When the lights are turned off, Ashley Benson continues to glow. It's a remarkable gift that she has. Ashley Benson. But I have a dilemma. Let me share this dilemma with you and help me solve it. Next door to my home is several adults living in a house. I don't know how they're related. Don't want to know. I don't want neighbors. Don't understand anything about neighbors. I'm an introvert. I want to hide. Don't bother me. But my 11-year-old daughter is an extrovert. She loves everybody. She talks to everybody. And the other day, my 11-year-old came back with a Plaster of Paris toy that she could paint. And she started painting, and it was quite spectacular. And it turns out that the next-door neighbors gave this to her, a new toy. I don't want them to give things to her, because she will generalize that any gift she's given, because she's challenged, any gift that she's given from anybody is okay. She'll think that if any grown-up gives her a gift, it's okay. Now, with the neighbors, it probably is okay, but I don't want her thinking that. I have to say something to the neighbors. I don't know what to say to protect my kid. Hopefully, next week, you'll be able to give me that answer. And the greatest gift you and I can receive is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.